Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan. And one of us has seen Nash Theatre's opening production of the year.
And I was seeing The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, and someone else was singing along to The Greatest Showman at the drive-in at the time. Every year, Nash opens its season with their radio plays, and you've been to a number of those.
I have been to a number of them. I tend to be harsher on them than you.
I just love the atmosphere of and the nostalgia, obviously, of a time that I didn't actually exist, or at least wasn't listening to radio plays. But there is something just really charming about them. This time, that we got two for the price of one, which was unusual.
Huh?
It was we started with Sorry, Wrong Number, a thriller, and look, I was captivated because with their voices alone, we managed to get the story of a woman who overhears a plot to murder someone in a phone call across line to her husband, and she tries to report this to the operator, to the telephone company, to the police, and everybody wants to fob her off and put her onto a different department or a different company or someone else. Nobody takes any notice of her increasing hysteria. And frankly, it makes me remind myself of just about every conversation I've had with every bank and every telecommunications company ever.
And every insurance company.
Yeah, them, all of them, all of the above, where it's just, yeah, not my problem. What is it you want again? But obviously I'm reporting I can't get Wi-Fi, and she was trying to say somebody's going to die. So I can only really sympathise for her level of agitation, but also the people playing the operators, their couldn't give an F vibe was just so real, and it transported me. You know, that part of it kind of almost made me want to laugh, although I was really taken to what that must have been like in the great age of radio, listening to that on your wireless on a Sunday night.
Mm.
So then we had intermission, and we went back into Sunset Boulevard.
I assume not the Andrew adaptation.
No, there was no singing. It was the radio version. And also, yeah, a great pairing, actually. Two sort of great American stories that presented really, really well as radio plays. And one of the things that it sort of struck me as I was watching these was that it's a little bit, people think of radio as an old medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, what do you do all day?
Listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and a lot of those podcasts, not necessarily the commentary type analysis ones that you prefer, but if you go to things like the Serial podcast or the ones on NPR, in the States, they are about the fact that radio is an awesome medium, or audio podcast is an awesome medium for telling stories and the pictures that you can paint in your head. And I think that in a way that while these feel in little rabbit's ears old-fashioned and quaint, we are seeing a resurgence of this because it is a great way to tell stories. Again, really powerfully told, a great story. I enjoyed it immensely. I love the fact that they do the ads as they would have in the original broadcast. I love the way that they played up the Lux ladies and their commentary about skin and the Hollywood beauty. I came out thinking that was a thoroughly good night of theatre without sets, the only prop being a telephone in Sorry, Wrong Number, and then of course the
sound makers,
the sound effect man on stage with his balloons that could be
nostalgia. I was at a drive-in, which is quite nostalgic in a way.
It is a little bit Grease of you, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the drive-in?
I did. I would give the movie a 4 overall. Some of the performances were stronger than others, but we're not a movie podcast.
Oh, no. Well, not today.
But maybe one day.
Maybe one day. That's it for this podcast.
Have you given it a rating?
I will give it a rating. My rating will be, I think, a 4 out of 5. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then we're going to Metro Arts next.
This is our youth.
This is our youth. And then there'll be a whole pile of other things that I can't remember just yet, but I'm sure they'll be fascinating. So do subscribe. You can
give us a like on Instagram at Ride Home Review. I will get the Twitter account up. I just am busy.
You can subscribe to us also on iTunes. Like us, follow us, tell your friends.
Give us 5-star ratings.
Lie if you have to.
We only accept